So, you've established IMSA.
And the theater. Flooding ordinances were getting going. I want to say it was a real privilege to serve under Bob LaFortune. He was just an elegant mayor. He was wise. He was patient. He was respectful, courtly, and very inclusive. Tulsa's very fortunate to have Bob LaFortune.
We don't know all the mayors going way back when, but he would be the father of our city.
Well, I loved serving under Bob LaFortune. I'm very, very proud of the lady mayors who followed him also. It pleases me greatly that Susan Savage and Kathy Taylor have been good mayors. So the city has grown up.
Right.
Women are participating. One funny thing happened when I was at the city. I was mayor for the day because Bob LaFortune was out of town. And the Broadway musical Hair was coming to a facility at the city. And there was great turmoil about it because it was a little bit raunchy. There were some protests about Hair.
There was nudity on stage.
Because there was nudity on stage. I began to get some calls, so I called the police chief. And I said, "Chief, is it okay to have nude bodies on the stage?" He said, "It's okay. It's not against the law unless you serve food." So I said, "Very well, I'll have a couple of tickets to that show."
So nothing major came out of out of a protest.
It was okay.
So?
I ran for office twice for city finance commissioner and was elected. And in the middle of my second term, Governor Nye called and asked if I would accept an appointment on the Oklahoma Corporation Commission. Jen Eric Cartwright had served on the commission, had run for attorney general, and was elected. That left a vacancy on the commission for Jen Cartwright's last 2 years. Now, they had not had a woman on that commission either, and I think maybe the governor was sort of looking around perhaps for women. I accepted.
Was that something you had to think about for a while?
I certainly did. It was a big move for me.
Because not only was it a move as far as office is concerned, you moved to Oklahoma City.
I didn't actually move. I had an apartment there. I commuted. I drove over there on Monday morning and drove back home on Friday afternoon after work.
But it did change life. There's no question.
It was
about
a change of life. It was a whole new area. I loved working in the city. It was really quite different. My children were old enough that I didn't worry about leaving them. Our daughter was in college, son in high school. I remember wondering whether I should do it or not. My husband said, "You know, you can think about it, do it if you want to, but you'll not have an opportunity like that again." He said, "You probably will regret it if you don't take it." And so I said yes. And I went down again to be the first woman in an organization in the Oklahoma Corporation Commission.
Was there any prejudice to you there?
I don't know that it was prejudice, but I was a curiosity. The Corporation Commission is the chief regulatory authority of our state. And we operate as a court. A lot of attorneys practice before the commission. I would hear them in the hall referring to that woman, and I knew it was me.
Tell us what you're regulating as a corporation commissioner.
We regulated the economy of Oklahoma. It was a very, very important and powerful agency. We regulated public utilities. Remember the public utility model? They have a monopoly, but they have to serve the entire territory, and they have to be regulated by the state. We regulated oil and gas production. We regulated transportation. And we had a little authority over railroad stations. So it was a vast, technical, and important commission.
It's almost amazing there are only three corporation commissioners. Do you think three was enough?
Well, we had a large staff. We had an oil and gas staff, transportation staff. We had a utility staff. We had 30 attorneys working for us. We had a field staff. So the staff did the work. The commissioners managed. We had an executive authority over our very large staff. And we had judicial authority when hearings would come before us, either for utility rates, for new plants, for trucking permits. In those days, trucking was regulated, or for oil and gas issues. So we held court primarily and managed our staff.
That would have been in
1979.
Okay. today we have a female, Dana Murphy.
We've had several females on the commission.
Oh, they have been since then. Yes. All right. And today it's Bob Anthony and Todd Hyatt and Dana Murphy.
Bob Anthony took my seat when I retired, and he's still here.
Is it true that the commissioners cannot visit with each other?
Well, we were under the open meeting law, and any two of us were a quorum. There were only three of us, so any two of us were a quorum.
So you had offices on the same floor?
Yes, we did. And we visited, but we just couldn't do business.
Yeah, you could talk about the weather, but you couldn't talk about business.
That's right. We had attorneys who advised us, and we were pretty scrupulous about that.
You filled out the 2-year term of January Cartwright.
And then I ran statewide 2 times.
And for full 6-year terms.
For full 6-year terms. So my tenure on the commission was 10 years.
Interesting, one of your races, you actually had 2 challengers, I think, Charles Cleveland and Jim Martin.
There were 2 of us running at that time, and they were running as a pair to challenge 2 commissioners.
And I believe Mr. Martin attacked your record on approving utility rate hikes.
That's right.
What was going on there?
Well, let me tell you about what happened during my tenure on the commission.